It's not the first time that a movie about Jesus has provoked controversy. NPR's Lynn Neary reports The Passion of the Christ joins a long line of movies that set out to tell the story of Jesus.
Over the years, the image of Jesus in the movies has changed with the times, from the very divine Jesus of early silent films to the more human Jesus who emerged later. But, says Lloyd Ball, author of Imaging the Divine, Jesus and Christ Figures in Film, all Jesus pictures have one thing in common, the very personal reaction of the audience.
You and I and every person who walks in to see a movie about Jesus walks in already with a kind of Jesus image baggage in his or her own mind. And those images are almost never going to be exactly the image presented on the screen.
For many years, filmmakers stepped gingerly around the more controversial aspects of the story of Jesus. In movies like King of Kings, Jesus was seen as a pious, holy man, surrounded by spectacular sets and casts of thousands. The Christ figure in such Hollywood epics was neither fully human nor fully divine.
My last wish is that you love one another as I have loved you. The greatest gift a man can give is to lay down his life for his friends.
By the 1970s, along with all the other social changes of that era, came a new image of Jesus on film. The emphasis now was on his humanity. Lloyd Ball.
Zeffirelli's Jesus of Nazareth is extremely human. The most, in a way, the most human, the most warm, the most involved of the Jesus characters. The Jesus of Jesus Christ Superstar is anything but a superstar. Obviously, the title is ironical. He's a whining guy who needs to be supported by people around him.
Such images of Jesus as a flawed human being were not always well received by the public. Perhaps the most controversial depiction of Jesus was Martin Scorsese's Last Temptation of Christ. Scorsese's Jesus is a troubled man. He is plagued by his sexual desire for Mary Magdalene. Unsure of his own divinity, he is tormented by doubt and fear, as portrayed by the actor Willem Dafoe.
I don't steal, I don't fight, I don't kill, not because I don't want to, but because I'm afraid. I want to rebel against you, against everything, against God, but I'm afraid.
Church leaders condemned Scorsese's film. Protesters demonstrated outside the theaters where it was being shown. But radical interpretations of the life of Christ are not unique to the movies, says French-Canadian film director Denis Arcand.
Dostoevsky did it in The Brother Karamazov. He has this theory that if Christ came back to Earth, his worst enemies would be the Catholic Church.
Arcand, director of the 1989 film Jesus of Montreal, says any artist who takes on this subject endows the figure of Jesus with his own meaning.
You're dealing with one of the founding myths of Western civilization here, and inevitably it's going to be your view of this myth that you're going to transmit. You project your own ideas, your own passions about what you think he was.
A new film about Jesus, which opened last fall, tries to avoid the pitfalls of personal interpretation. The Gospel of John, funded by the faith-based Visual Bible Society, opened in September to some critical acclaim and box office success. Garth Drabinsky produced the film.
What I wasn't interested in doing as a producer is getting involved in another fictionalization adaptation of books of the Bible involving the stories of Jesus, changing the dialogue and doing what Hollywood has done, frankly, not particularly well in the last 40 years.
The script for the Gospel of John is taken directly from the words of the Bible.
You do not believe me when I tell you about the things of this world. How will you ever believe me then when I tell you about the things of heaven? And no one has ever gone up to heaven except the Son of Man who came down from heaven.
The Gospel of John opened in theaters after the controversy over The Passion of the Christ had already begun. Clearly a lower-profile film, The Gospel of John drew little attention, even though there are what Drabinsky calls anti-Judaic elements in John's portrayal of events leading up to the crucifixion. Drabinsky says he worked with a panel of theologians throughout the making of the film, and they tried to place the story in historical context. While the film does not gloss over the role that Jewish leaders played in the crucifixion, Drabinsky says he does not believe it is anti-Semitic.
Where you get into problems with issues of anti-Semitism is when you skew the work differently than it was written, A, and B, heighten certain elements of it to underscore even more the aspect of the trial of Jesus Christ.
Lloyd Ball says that is exactly what Hollywood has done for years. Many biblical historians, says Ball, point out there were thousands of Jews in Jerusalem at the time of the crucifixion, but only a fraction played a role in the death of Jesus.
Probably at the trials of Jesus, which were held during the night, very much kind of surreptitiously, there may have been 15 or 20 Jews. If you look at the history of Jesus movies, we have casts of thousands shouting, "Crucify him, crucify him, give us Barabbas, give us Barabbas." That's not the historical fact.
It is the charge of anti-Semitism that hangs over Mel Gibson's film, The Passion of the Christ. Gibson chose to focus his film on the last 12 hours of Christ's life, the most controversial part of the Gospels, and it is reported to be a particularly graphic depiction of Christ's suffering and death. Like others before him, Gibson's commitment to bringing the story of Jesus to the big screen has been intensely personal and grounded in his own beliefs. The public's reaction to the film is likely to be just as personal and just as grounded in individual belief. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.